Well, this is going to be one of those episodes. This is Nerd Rage, the Great Debates. Coming at you live from our respective homes, you're listening to Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, the podcast that never, ever runs out of good topics to talk about on recording days. I'm your host and moderator, Mark Abrigo, and on today's show, to celebrate the birthday of Comedio's very own Lancer, Wonder Dave, we are talking about our favorite Daves in pop culture. So who do we got? Maybe guitar wizard Dave Navarro, hilarious humor columnist Dave Barry, perhaps Dave Coulier. Cut it out. Who knows? All right? It's one of those episodes. Now, if this is your first show with us and you end up liking what you hear, head over to nerdragepodcast.com for more. And if you really like what we do, check out our Patreon at Comedio's website, comed.io. This is going to be very interesting because this is an honor of Dave's birthday. So you know what? I usually introduce them after we introduce the debaters, but we're just going to do it right now. It's the birthday boy himself, whose birthday happens to be on, is it National Serpent Day? Hopefully yes. I got that right. Give it up for the birthday boy, Wonder Dave. Wonder Dave, how are you?
Hi. I'm honored. I gave my colleagues the choice between debating their favorite pop culture serpents and their favorite pop culture Daves for this episode, and they picked Daves. I don't, you know, hey.
Does it make you feel good? Because there's a potential here for you to be roasted this whole time.
I mean, I'm fine with that. You know, what I like to say is that every now and then we all have to be the Tiramari. It's okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's so funny because
you mean likable and charming? Yeah.
Can you play the Price is Right thing, Will? There we go. Well, you heard his voice, everybody. Our first debater. He's my favorite Tiramari in the San Francisco stand-up and sketch comedy scene. Everybody give it up for the always hilarious Tiramari Jyothi. Tiramari, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. That is too specific of a range.
You know what? But that still, that pretty much guarantees you to be number one, though, right? That can't be bad.
Yeah, but my name guarantees it because I'm the only Tiramari that exists.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Well, this, you know, we were talking about, you know, you being number one. How does it feel to be here talking about your number one Dave in honor of Wonder Dave?
Conflicted, because I am very nice to everyone in my life, but Dave is very mean to me. So.
You know, some would argue that him being mean is just him showing you tough love. Would you agree with that?
I argue all the time.
Well, all right. Well, hopefully, if that is the case, and I'm not going to ask Dave to I'm not going to ask Dave to confirm whether or not he doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. Although, Dave, do you like Tiramari?
No.
Okay, well, there we go. I just did it. Tiramari, we're talking Dave's here in honor of our favorite Wonder Dave. So who is the Dave you're bringing to the table here?
Well, I know that we agreed on doing Dave's, but I thought I'd do a double whammy. Since it is also National Serpents Day, I'm going to choose the one, the only, Solid Snake, who turns out his real name is David.
Oh, that's right. He's also voiced by voice actor and screenwriter David Hayter.
That's correct. I don't know how you knew that, but yeah. Okay. I found that out.
Because I play video games, dude. And also, I think he wrote like the second X-Men movie, if I'm not mistaken, David Hayter. Oddly enough, too, Oscar Isaac, not too long ago, got picked to play Solid Snake in this Metal Gear Solid movie. So we'll see how that goes. Now, you're a big video gamer yourself, obviously, with your association with Super Trash Brothers. Was this like an easy choice for you, or did you have to go through a long list?
It was very difficult. I went through many iterations. There was a moment where David Seville from Alvin and the Chipmunks was in the running. There was another moment where David Attenborough was there. But this group has heard enough of my British accent, so I figured that wouldn't be helpful. Yeah, a lot of difficult choices to make.
Okay, well, we're settling on Solid Snake, which I think is a very solid choice. Oh, I hate myself. So thank you very much, dear Mario. This is going to be fun. I don't want to say you have an uphill battle with Dave judging this, but I guess we'll see. Moving on. Our second debater here, she's my second favorite Tiramari in the SF stand-up and sketch comedy scene. She's also the co-host of the Mental Health Comedy Hour. Give it up for Christy Ohno. Christy, how are you?
I am good, I guess.
We're talking about Daves here. And originally we were talking about like fictional Daves, right? Mm-hmm. But then we've opened it up to Daves just in all of pop culture. So, mm-hmm. Christy, who are we going with today?
The one, the only, David Bowie.
Hey, there we go. For those who don't know, Christy actually has a David Bowie lyric tattoo on her. What is the lyric?
It is "Let all the children boogie." It is across my collarbone, which is a stupid place to get tattooed. Because what happens is I wear a lot of V-necks, so all people really see is the children part of that tattoo. And it leads to a lot of unfortunate questions.
It's, you know what? It's fine because we know where your heart is in this particular matter. Any messages for the birthday boy?
Happy birthday, David. You're just like David Bowie. Let me play to you directly with my coming argument. Here we go.
Thank you very much, Christy. Fun fact about me, I also have a David Bowie lyric tattooed on me. It says, "Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof." Let's throw it over to next our next debater, RJ Equality Ingram. He's a regular here on Nerd Rage. He's got a black belt in low-key sass. We've had him on the show quite a bunch in the last few months. Always a pleasure. RJ, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. Today is a birthday show, which means hopefully you're coming here with a lot of love and not as much, you know, rage as we typically do here. Any words for Wonder Dave before we get into your choice?
Happy birthday, Dave.
Nice. And who are we championing today, RJ?
I am debating the Disney hunk, David from Lilo and Stitch.
Whoa! Hey!
Mommy's sugar candy.
Okay. Did you have a lot of Daves at your disposal, or was this one you zeroed in on?
Embarrassingly, a couple of minutes ago, I went to the bathroom and I Googled list of fictional Daves, and this was number one, but it really was the only one I needed.
There you go. And you know what? I am all I'm all in for brown skin Daves. I've met my fair share of light skinned Dave, like Wonder Dave, who is my favorite Wonder Dave for the record here. And this is a really good choice. Were you a big fan of the Lilo and Stitch movie or just David?
Both. I mean, I believe I had a sexual awakening when it came to David.
So nice.
It's not inappropriate that I would pick him.
Well, I don't want to blindside you here, RJ. RJ, did you know that there's going to be a live-action Lilo and Stitch movie coming out?
I did not know that.
Yeah, this is going to be an odd one. So, folks out there, and
right after the live-action Rugrats movie we never asked for but are going to watch.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Disney is going to argue that everybody was asking for a live-action Lilo and Stitch, which I don't think is the case whatsoever. But it'll be really interesting to see what happens when Hollywood goes real creative and decides to cast Jason Momoa as David in the Lilo and Stitch live-action movie. I'm sure of it. But thanks, RJ. This is going to be a fun one. We've got a good range of Daves so far. Our next debater is a very funny comic, probably my third favorite tier, Mari, in the Bay Area scene. She's another longtime guest here on Nerd Rage, who apparently almost went with King David for today's show. It's Lael Gold. Lael, how are you?
I'm great. And by almost, I think you may mean I'm definitely repping King David.
Oh, are you? Okay, all right. I thought that at the last second you were gonna pull a left turn here, but because there was a little bit of some conflict there, some inner strife with going with King David. What made you finally decide to pull the trigger on that?
I decided the worst David is the best David, and I also realized he is responsible for more popular culture than the other Davids. So if we're going quantity over quality, and I will make an argument to back this up, grounded in Hebrew scripture. So prepare yourselves.
Got it. Well, I'm very much looking forward to this. Any words for the birthday boy here?
Continue to get down with your bad Aquarian self, Wonder Dave. I love you.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Lael. And last but not least, He's probably my least favorite Tiramari in the Bay Area. However, he is an amazing comedian friend, a screenwriter of the Fast Fang series, as well as Comedio's fearless leader. It's Stephen Koo. Hey, Stephen.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm excellent. Oh, boy, I'm going to regret this. What Dave did you pick?
Well, now that's an interesting question. When we think about the pantheon of Daves, there's a lot of them. There's a lot to consider. And we have a lot of Daves to choose from. But I'm talking about one that reflects best Wonder Dave, the birthday boy, birthday Dave, Wonder Dave. You know what I mean? And so I'm thinking, like, who do you think of when you think of the name Dave? And the answer is obvious. Batista.
Yes.
When you hear Batista, you think that's a nice Dave. And that's the one I'm going with. Dave Bautista. His WWE character's name is Batista, but his real name is Dave Bautista with a U.
Yes. No Filipino erasure here. You hear me, WWE? They took out one letter just because it's like, oh, it looks a little too ethnic. So we're going to call him Dave Bautista. And I was so happy when he decided that he's going to go with his actual name, Dave Bautista. So big ups to him. Any words for the birthday boy?
Wonder Dave, you are the Dave Bautista of Daves, I would say. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but I want you to think about that next time someone says, you know, you remind me of a Dave. It's Dave Bautista.
Okay.
We normally don't do this, but Wonder Dave, how do you feel going into this already?
I feel surprised that my friends didn't want to talk about cool snakes, actually. I gave them the option of cool snakes and they chose Dave. That's real weird, but I'm here for it. I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's have these are the Daves I know. That's what this episode is called, by the way, Mark. I'm pulling a birthday boy decision.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's see if these Daves these people know are truly, well, let's find out which one's the best Dave. I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm making notes now. These are the Daves I know, and we're going to get right to the debate after this.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever enjoyed a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye.
And we are back here on Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, with this very special episode entitled These Are the Daves I Know, in reference to Wonder Dave's birthday. This episode, of course, as if you may have heard, we are talking our favorite Daves in all of pop fiction. And we've got five debaters here who in a very special Rage Cage format that we're going to do basically to pay tribute to our very own Dunder Wave. So let's go ahead and get you all figured out here. We are doing Rage Cage, which means everybody is going to have 1 minute to make their case for their particular Dave. And once we go all the way around, we'll head right back to the beginning and everyone will have a 1 minute rebuttal, either used to double down or just ruthlessly attack everyone else. So if you've never heard the show before, you're going to hear some sound effects in just a bit. When a debate starts, you will hear this. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. And when they're done, you'll hear this. First up, we've got Tirumari Jyothi, noted arch nemesis of Wonder Dave. Maybe that's overstating it. Let me try that again. Yeah. Noted perpetual victim of Wonder Dave.
Yeah.
Tirumari Jyothi.
Can I just say this on the record for the podcast? I just beat Hades for the 12th time. So.
All right, low-key flex for a completely unrelated subject. Awesome, Tirumari. Yeah. Have you been doing this the whole time?
I play Hades every time we record for Nerd Rage nowadays, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It at the very least, it tells me that even when distracted, you are respectful enough to devote some attention to us. So thank you for that, Tirumari. You are championing David, a.k.a. Solid Snake, from the Metal Gear Solid franchise. Let's hear from you with 1 minute on the clock here in 3, 2, and 1.
First off, I want to point out that I do have a cool snake. I have a pretty solid snake to represent here. His name is David. Don't know his last name. Doesn't matter. The David part is all that matters. How many ways does Solid Snake compare to Wonder Dave? Let me count the ways. One, he is unnecessarily grumpy. He gets things done, but he is surly about it, and he groans the entire time. Two, facial hair. Not a lot of it, but some, enough that people can see. Great. Three, as someone who has lived with Wonder Dave, he sneaks up on you in the most startling fashion possible. There have been several times where he has put his hand on my shoulders and I thought he was going to choke me, just like Solid Snake does for real in real life. So already a lot of great comparisons. Now, if you compare my Dave to the other Daves, this Dave could kill all y'all's Daves. He's killed a lot of people, and he's very sneaky, and he's very much capable of bringing destruction to his surroundings and his enemies, quite like Wonder Dave. As we've said many times before, the reason we included Wonder Dave in Comedio is because we were all polite Asians, and we needed a white guy to say no to people. So there is no one better at that than Solid Snake, because he kills people instead of saying no to them. All right.
There we go. And what I love about your arguments, Tirumari, is that they're always rooted in research. In fact, you could even say that there's a kernel of truth in there. That was a Metal Gear Solid joke that did not land. I don't care. Let's move on. Christy Ohno, you're up next. And we're going to hear from you talking about David Bowie. And we're going to give you 1 minute on the clock here in 3, 2, and 1.
There are no other Daves as great as David Bowie. Come the fuck on, right? He is Ziggy Stardust. He is the White Duke. He is the Goblin King from Labyrinth. There are tons of movies and music that he has created and inspired. He has his own comic book. He was Lucifer and Sandman. You can't tell me that guy didn't draw David Bowie's Lucifer and Sandman. It was very hot. I was trying to think of another thing to say, but it was just very attractive. I'm sorry, not sorry. It was great. Also, guess what? David Bowie and our dearest, wonderful David have so much in common. David Bowie is a Capricorn with a rising in Aquarius, and our Davy boy is an Aquarius with a rising in Capricorn. Isn't that exciting? More similarities come, friends.
All right. Thank you very much, Christy there. Let's also not forget that David Bowie once played Nikola Tesla in a movie. I forget what it was called. I know that it was very prestigious. Again, another joke that didn't land. Hey, RJ, you ready to go? Can you tell that this is the last episode of the recording session of the day, everybody? Hey, RJ, Equality Ingram, you're up next. And we are talking, let's see, your own personal David here. Guys, I have been drinking. RJ, what David are we going with again?
David Kawina from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, you know what? It's because I didn't know the last name. I was just going to go with David. And I would be right, technically.
I'm only like 90% sure that's how you pronounce his last name, but I've listened to like 6 recordings since we've started, and I'm pretty sure it's David Kawina.
You know what? As a brown man myself, I am going to just say, sure. So let's go with that. David Kawina from Lilo and Stitch. Let's hear from you with 1 minute on the clock here in 3, 2, and 1.
David is super hot. But like not just in the Disney Prince Charming sense. He's also like super patient and kind with Nani, his on and off again ex-girlfriend, and her little sister Lilo. While Nani's trying to figure out her daily life while also trying to like regain custody of her little sister, David is always there in the background, making sure she's taken care of when it comes to finding a new job, when it comes to having the day off after losing her new job, when it comes to having aliens try to abduct her little sister. David is always there, much in the same way our Wonder Dave is always there for us. I mean, talk about a straight up hottie. Dave and David would have a rockin' bod without being too problematic about it, which is great. And they're also super compassionate for their friends and
absolutely. Thank you very much, RJ. If there is one thing that I can vouch for personally for Wonder Dave, it's his compassion. thank you very much, RJ. I don't have any puns about aliens or anything right now. All I can say is that argument was out of this world. Hey, Lael. We're going with you next. We're talking King David. As, guys, something's wrong with me right now. Lael, let's go give you a minute on the clock here to talk King David. And we're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you. Much like our own beloved Wonder Dave, King David was the worst sexual harasser in human history. He saw Bathsheba. He has Bathsheba's husband sent to the front lines to die. He sleeps with Bathsheba. He's her king. Much worse than Bill Clinton going after, you know, Bill Clinton, there is at least, you know, whatever, there, I can't even remember what it's called. You got the three branches of government there. There's no checks and balances with King David. So he's the worst harasser. Much. And also he wrote a psalm, you know, David Bowie has, you know, sure, he wrote a disco song, Let's Dance in the 80s. But King David wrote a psalm much, you know, I'm sorry, I'm losing my place. He wrote a psalm in which he asked God to bash in the heads of the babies of his enemies. I didn't get to my argument. I mean, because he, oh shit, are you serious? Okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
I thought the bell went off. Okay, I have so much more to say.
We can save it for later. Although I will say that that first line about Dave might have been the best knockout blow so far. I will give you that, Lael. Nothing to be ashamed of. That was actually a really good argument there. Also,
it's only going to get better. I mean, worse.
It's funny because David, Wonder Dave, rather, much like King David, I also know biblically. Stephen. Coup. We're going to get to you now. You have 60 seconds on the clock to make your case about your David, and we're going to hear from you. And of course, we're talking Dave Bautista here in 3, 2, and 1.
Dave Bautista, who else in the pantheon of all of Hollywood could capture the roles and range necessary to play Drax the Destroyer as a stoic, strong person, or the enforcer in that James Bond movie Spectre as the stoic, strong enforcer, or police officer in the 2009 movie My Son, What Have Ye Done? As the stoic, strong enforcer. Dave Bautista. And now let's talk about Wonder Dave and all of the things that they have in common. They both have the word Dave somewhere in their name. Not necessarily in the first part, not necessarily in the second part, but they both have that. Tiramari's character, Solid Snake, could never choke Dave Bautista because Dave Bautista has no neck. So you can't strangle him. And that means that he's unkillable. He's an immortal being. I don't remember what King David... King David got, like, God killed King David, I think, and God's given a thumbs up to Dave Bautista.
All right, Stephen Koo with the God has given Dave Bautista the thumbs up argument. Always reliable. Thank you very much, Stephen. I don't have a shitty joke for this one. I'm just going to keep going. But excellent first round, everybody. I think we've done a pretty good job of sucking up. We can go ahead now into rebuttals where we can either double down on said sucking up or, as I mentioned earlier, just attack everyone with, you know, just reckless abandon. Okay. Tiermari, we're going to go back to you. We're going to give you 1 minute on the clock talking Solid Snake here in 3, 2, and 1.
Not only is Wonder Dave closest to my chosen Dave, but he is very not similar to all the other Daves that I'm going to go down the list. Dave Bautista is at the top of that list. One, they really don't look alike. But two, like, I don't think I would compare Wonder Dave to a poor man's Rock. If anything, Dave is a poor man's John Waters or something. So that the comparison doesn't make sense to me, and I refuse to accept it. I was going to disagree with Lil saying that Dave is a sexual harasser, and then I remembered living with him, and so now I'm not so sure. So that's another thing, but like definitely Wonder Dave has not committed genocide to my knowledge. Chrissy just wants to talk about David Bowie because she's had a crush on David Bowie since time immemorial, and she just loves talking about how much she's crushing on David Bowie. Irrelevant to this conversation. Now we've come back to Solid Snake. Solid Snake, just like Wonder Dave, we don't know his last name, and I'm mostly speaking for me, because we do learn his last name a lot, and again, I lived with Dave, and I saw his mail, and I saw his last name written out, and I cannot tell you what it is. So I think my Solid Snake, the most serpentine and the most Davish of all of these four, deserves to win. Thank you.
Well, two notes here, Tiermari. One, okay. Wonder Dave has told all of us his name, because we're his friends. If he didn't tell you, then that's on you. And if you didn't remember his name based on the mail he received, maybe you're a bad friend, because it's a very cool name that I will never forget and will hold with me till the day I die. I just want to
take that no mark and I reject it.
Can I propose that maybe Tiermari is incapable of perceiving Wonder Dave's last name in a Westworld fashion?
Oh, like it's just like muddled or something. It just says David. Like on every piece of mail, he actually can't see.
Yeah, you know, that would actually explain a lot.
Right. Doesn't look like anything to me.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremiah. We're going to throw it over to Christy now as we talk about David Bowie. We're going to hear from you, Christy, and your rebuttal in 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you. I would just like to point out my costume change on a podcast. That's right, Team Wonder Dave merch.
Hey.
Which is both a move that David Bowie would have pulled and our dear friend Wonder Dave. How about some great comparisons between those two boys again? Both tall and narrow. Very cool. David Bowie and Wonder Dave. Also multidimensional beings and artists. Good for you, David. We mentioned excellent costumes. We're going to say good eyes and great merch. Now, for you other guys. Stephen, that was a terrible representation for Dave Bautista. That was just a terrible argument. Poorly researched and poorly delivered. King David, a baby murderer psalm, actually sounds just like our friend Wonder Dave. Let's see now. RJ, that was a big reach for a dude who was on screen for like maybe 10 minutes. And then for Tiramari, is murder really what you want in your Dave? No, we just want the threat of murder. And that's going to be the closing for that.
There we go. Thank you very much, Christy. I would argue, not to color anybody's bias here, but I would argue that Wonder Dave murders quite regularly on stage. Huh?
Yay!
He is responsible for genocide at every live show that we do. Come check us out and book us, Comedio. All right, let's throw it over now to RJ, who's talking about David from the Lilo and Stitch movie. You know what? Even if he did have 10 minutes, and even that is a little generous, if I'm not mistaken. You know what? He killed it, all right? Alec Baldwin got a friggin' Academy Award for like a 10-minute scene in Glengarry Glen Ross. And I don't see why David from Lilo and Stitch shouldn't have the same reverence, okay? RJ, let's hear from you. 1 minute on the clock in 3, 2, and 1.
If Christy thinks 10 minutes in a film is bad, she should see how infrequently David appears in the TV show. which is one of the biggest criticisms I have of the TV show, because I am paying 100% attention when David is on screen. But he does have a much larger part in the other Lilo and Stitch movies, which apparently I'm the only one who has ever seen them, because Weekly spends a good majority of them trying to date Nani for some reason, and Dave is just like, you're being weird, stop it. David is also friend-zoned throughout the entire franchise and does not mind it. He understands that Nani is a hard-working mother type for her little sister and doesn't have time for him, and he supports her all the same, which I love about him. And I would feel like our dear old Wonder Dave would also support such an important male influence on Lilo and Stitch. And to be honest, because even though they're older aliens, they're pretty stunted when it comes to maturity.
There we go. Thank you very much, RJ. As somebody who is consistently friend-zoned by Wonder Dave, oddly enough, I understand the importance of perseverance and that sometimes simping can pay off. It just hasn't yet. Let's throw it over to Lael here, who is talking King David. We're going to hear from her with her one-minute rebuttal in 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you. Prepare for me to double down on King David, who, much like our beloved Wonder Dave, was the most pop culture culturally prolific person here through his sperm. what I mean by that, the House of David, as was foretold, gave birth to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we have John Denver's Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk on Christmas, Bon Jovi's Backdoor Santa, Maroon 5, Merry Christmas, Justin Bieber, Mistletoe. Like, I'm telling you, all the musical greats came out, all the best tracks ever came out of King David's loins. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. You can thank King David for this. You can also thank him for a lot of the greatest films ever made. Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon in For Christmas, Jonathan Taylor Thomas and I'll Be Home for Christmas, Steve Martin and Mixed Nuts, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not done, because Vince has a David Bowie tattoo. I have a Wonder Dave tattoo to honor both. Can you see that, everybody?
I can. That looks amazing.
I received it in the last 15 minutes. It's to honor Wonder Dave and King David, for whom Wonder Dave is named. After he killed Goliath, he was called by the people Wonder Dave. I think that's it. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you very much, Lael. And now we are finally going to end with Stephen Koo talking about Dave Bautista, and we're going to hear from him in 3, 2, and 1.
You know, I'll admit that I misunderstood how to achieve success with this argument, and that I believe what we need to do is say, how is our Dave like the winning standard of Dave's Wonder Dave? So let's talk about that. Dave Bautista, as I said before, impossible to strangle because his neck is too thick. Wonder Dave, impossible to strangle because his neck is too tall. Dave Bautista has made a lot of money in just his underwear. Wonder Dave, as you know, has also made majority of his money in just his underwear. Again, parallels between our gold standard Wonder Dave and Dave Bautista, who is a wrestling fan. Dave Bautista is a wrestling fan, I think, because he engaged in professional wrestling. Wonder Dave is a wrestling fan and actually does wear a wrestling belt, the Intercontinental Championship. Yes, I look at where your belt is, Wonder Dave, and I notice things like that. Dave Bautista is, I'd say, the closest to achieving Wonder Dave status. And as we all know, Wonder Dave is the bar for success.
Nice. Thank you very much, Stephen. Very, very well-formed arguments there. You know what? Fuck anything I gotta say here. Let's throw it over to the birthday boy, Wonder Dave. You've got your cake there, which I'm sure you have not, twerked on much like your fabled story in stand-up that I won't spoil here. I love it, birthday boy. What do we gotta say about this?
Oh man, this episode was a real emotional roller coaster. I will say, I think the best joke of the episode was when Lael referred to me as a serial sexual harasser in line with King David. However, Lael, I'm not giving you the win. I'm sorry, you merely get the award for best joke, but no win. I love your new tattoo. good luck getting that permanent marker off of your arm. It's there for a couple days at least, and I admire your dedication to such things. All right, let's see. Let's go through this here. I do love wrestling. I don't think that Steven made a compelling enough argument for Dave Bautista. I am very tall, but I think another tall person could strangle me. I'm just going to put that on the line there, that just because I am above average height for this podcast, does not mean I'm taken down in the rest of the world.
I'll keep that in mind if you ever go rogue.
And fun fact, the average height of Comedio and Nerd Rage in general is 5'5". So,
damn.
Delightful. Delightful. Let's see. RJ, David of Lilo and Stitch, very hot. Not going to deny that. Definitely a sexy, sexy cartoon, which I am always on board for. But he is not quite the shining star that I want to represent me as a winner. I am sorry. Everyone, look for RJ's David-themed Lilo and Stitch on a forum of their own, whatever that fan fiction thing is called. let's see. That leaves two people in the finals here. Tiramari and Christy, right, are the two who I have to choose betwixt. I will say that calling me a poor man's John Waters is accurate and hurtful. yeah. Not wrong on that one. I met John Waters. He was lovely. I think to this day, the most liked Instagram photo of me ever is me next to John Waters, which tells you everything. Just the rest of my life is John Waters free content. And Tiramari, I wasn't sure about Solid Snake until you told me that he was a murderer, which it has been established is a thing I love. Murderers are real cool. However, Christy compared me to the sexual archetype I most resemble on stage, which is in fact a brilliant move. And I love David Bowie, and I thought her arguments were cogent. She brought up a lot of great versions of David Bowie. So I'm gonna say poor man's John Waters, second best joke of this podcast after Lael's Tiramari. But I'm going to give the win to Christy Ono and David Bowie on this. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, there we go. Christy running away with this win here. Christy, how do we feel?
I feel great for both David, Brian Wonder and David Bowie.
Did you think that you had an advantage already going into this picking David Bowie, or did you think that it was going to be kind of tough to make those arguments for this debate?
I know that Dave and I both really love David Bowie, and I think that it would have been the most flattering thing to compare him to. Mm-hmm. And he does have an amazing poem about David Bowie's role in the Labyrinth. I think mm-hmm. everyone should check that out because, yeah, our Wonder David. Very talented writer and poet.
Awesome. Let's see. Let's get into plugs. Let's start with you, Christy.
Follow me in Wonder Dave with Mental Health Comedy Hour. We are now on Twitter and Instagram with MH Comedy Hour, all one word. Also on the Facebooks. If you want to follow just me, I'm at Rabid Pixie on everything. Thanks.
All right. Tiramari.
I'm actually kind of relieved that I didn't win, because I feel like if I won, that would have been Dave announcing that he's gonna kill me later. So
he still might. Don't think that he won't.
That's fair. Yeah. Tiramari, T-A-R-U-M-A-R-I. I am not really performing right now because there's like a pandemic or something, and so I'm teaching writing classes with Killing My Lobster. If you want to learn how to sketch write, you can take Writing 1 starting in April with me as one of your teachers.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Tiramari. Let's throw it over to RJ. RJ, what do we want to plug?
Hey, I'm RJ Quality at most of the internets. And then my husband and I sell jewelry on our Etsy store. It's etsy.com/shop/3pawsprojects. 3pawsprojects, all one word. We'd love to sell you some jewelry.
Awesome. Thank you very much, RJ. Let's throw it over to Lil. Lil, anything you want to plug or say before we get out of here?
I want to say that I had the funniest joke, so I feel like I won. I also want to say that I'm plugging a dream class. It's a pandemic COVID time dream class that will be super affordable. And if you mention Nerd Rage, I'll make it even more affordable for you. It's called The Secret Life of Human Beings. It's going to be very experimental over Zoom. And I haven't posted it yet, but it will, by the time this airs, you're going to have to ask me to teach it again, which I will do. But anyway, nice. The website for all of my dream stuff is productiveslumber.com. That's correct. Productiveslumber.com. Okay, I'm done.
Got it. Thank you very much, Lil. Productiveslumber.com once again. And let's see, Steven, what do we want to plug?
It's Wonder Dave's birthday. So send Wonder Dave some love. I think he's got a really awesome Patreon thingy where you can send money and then he sends you cool written things that you can read that are very personal and very touching. So I super like those things.
Oh, wow. Look at you still trying to get that win. All right. Let's throw it over to Wonder Dave now, the birthday boy. What do you want to plug?
Hey, yeah. Steven's right. I do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/WonderDave. You can follow me on there, support things. I give free links to my shows. There's a book of poetry that I wrote. I don't have donation tier rewards, so donating $2 a month gets you the same as donating $20 a month. Do either. I'm not here to stop you from living your dreams and enjoying my craft. And yeah, Christy mentioned Mental Health Comedy Hour, that show that we host together, where comedians talk about mental health. That's at MH Comedy Hour on all the things, on Twitter and Instagram, and Mental Health Comedy Hour on Facebook. So, and you can also like Wonder Dave on Facebook. I'm likable all on my own. Look at that. Thanks for coming out and talking about your favorite Daves, everyone.
Yes. All right. Happy birthday, Dave, from everybody here at Nerd Rage, which you can check out on social media at Nerd Rage TGD. For shows like this, head over to nerdragepodcast.com and feel free to subscribe, give us a like, a review, all that fun stuff to keep the show going. And if you really want to keep the show going, head over to our Patreon at Comedio, their website, comed.io. On behalf of myself and our wonderful engineer slash producer, Will Scoble, happy birthday, Wonder Dave. Nerd Rage and all this stuff could never be done without you, and we love you very much. That's it from us here at Nerd Rage, the Great Debates.